Only Tame Hearts. I'm really excited to have him on the show tonight, man. Have him in the building. He got a lot going on this week. He made time for us. You know what I'm saying? He was just on the billboards downtown in the Center City. I'm excited. How did I feel? You know, like to see, you know, just well, but first, before I get into it, you know, because we family, so I was gonna jump right into it. But please introduce yourself, let the people know exactly who they're listening to.
Oh man, before I do that, thank you first of all. Like you talk about me making time. Thank you guys for making time
Yes.
as well. Doesn't go unnoticed and is very appreciated. So that's first and foremost. So
Sure,
thank
thank
you
you.
on that. As you mentioned, well, my name is Christian Rodriguez, better known as Tame Arts, hip hop ambassador here in Philadelphia. Do a ton of things, a lot of cool stuff within the hip hop realm. Blessed and honored, to carry on tradition.
Yes. And you know, I wanted to jump out there and just first ask you because I just recently seen your post on your social media and you were, you know, on the billboard. You know, you seen a seed that you planted, a baby that you started, and that's why we're here today to talk about a hip hop in the park. You know, but you seen it actually getting love from the city of Philadelphia. You know, how does that feel to get love from the actual city?
Yo, it was very humbling. So that post that I just posted, so they're doing it 3 times this week. That was Monday.
Beautiful.
Monday was the first day. Today's the second day, and
Awesome.
Friday they're doing it again. Very humbling. It's a very humbling and also like very rewarding. I'll tell you
Yeah.
that. Very rewarding. The past 2 years has been like, past 3 years has been a shift on team, and feel like really, really, really strong. Like, finally got the right team and everybody's working
Beautiful.
really hard. And especially this year, we're celebrating our 5th anniversary.
Yeah.
So being, all the amazing things that's coming on, and then, we get word from Pico that they're throwing it on their lights is mad rewarding to know, like, the whole city could see that.
Yeah, tell them your address too. Tell them to throw it on them lights for real.
Yeah, right. Right.
I
Yeah,
just
nah,
joking.
Yeah, they need to break my bill off.
It's like, no, I'm just playing with you. But I also want to just start too because I want people to get to know you just a little bit more because you do so much, you know, and it's hard to get to know the actual man behind the product, behind the business, behind all that you do as far as the service that you give back to the community. So I want to just start simply Tame, you know, Tame Arts. What does that come from? What does that deprive from?
So Tame is essentially my art name, my graffiti name. I'm a graffiti artist. Tame Arts is essentially like an extension, like the company, the entity that has outgrown me physically as far as like Christian Rodriguez, right?
Love it.
I do a ton of things, as I mentioned earlier. I mean, there's
But
things
how do
we
you go from Christian to Tame, though? That's what the people want to
so
know. Like,
okay, so from
how do you
Christian to
get the
Tame,
name Tame?
I got the name Tame straight as a graffiti writer, right? Through a mentor of mine. My original graffiti name was Hoops, because
Hoops.
you know me personally. So, when I was a preteen, I thought I was going to be 6'8" going to the NBA. I mean, I was I thought basketball was going to be my life, but God had other plans and left me at 5'5". My IQ says 5'7" though, so I'm good. You know what I mean? But yeah, the guy that, shout out to Delta, he kind of took me under his wing as teaching me the steps of graffiti and things like that. And he was like, "Yeah, bro, we got to get rid of Hoops. That name is horrible." And and kind of gave me the name Tame. So I took
Awesome.
that, did what I did with it, and then I eventually transitioned into muraling and things like that. And then later on, through like my hip hop endeavors and things like that, that's essentially has become the brand of everything that I do, from teaching at Rebel BC1 to traveling with Snipes and Red Bull alike, doing workshops and doing things, including my festival.
And that's the reason why I asked, you know what I mean? Because so many people see you where you are now, not knowing where you came from. And, you know, that seed that you planted is how you are able to get to where you're going. There's so many artists, you know, not necessarily graffiti artists, but just like artists in general who look up to you, who want to know, like, where did he come from? How did he get here? You know what I mean? So that's why I wanted to know that, you know, when it comes down to where you came from and how you got started. But, you know, when it comes down to even being a graffiti artist coming out of Philadelphia, you know, how did you make a name for yourself? Because there's so many artists
Great
in the city
question.
of Philadelphia, you know, so how did you make a name for yourself?
Great question. So I'll go back to the gallery days, Gallery
Mm-hmm.
Mall. I worked in it, this is ridiculous. I don't I definitely do not recommend this to the youth out there. Definitely work, but I worked in like
What
22
works for
stores.
him does not necessarily need to work for
I
you.
just mean this part. Like I worked in 22 stores in the gallery.
Okay, seriously.
All within like a span of 8 months. That's what I mean. I don't recommend, but I'm gonna share why. So, and then I'm gonna age myself here for the listeners.
Okay.
This was back when we were getting paid time and I mean what's it called? Minimum wage was 4.75 in the city. You know what I
Sheesh.
mean? So I even worked for Strawbridge's. That store don't even exist no more. It was in the gallery, and I would move almost every month or so to a different store. If they offer me 5 more cents, I'd be like, yeah, I'll see you Monday. So legitimately, I was skipping stores like that. Fast forward, I ended up working for USA Boutique, who owns Unica. You know, they were tied to Sunshine Blue, City Blue, the whole nine. Some of those stores are still active now. Essentially I met a rep for a company called Mark Echo, with the Rhino. I met a rep for one of those guys. He saw that I was like just tagging, kind of scribbling in the storeroom, and him and I would just build weekly. Fast forward, I'm just kind of paraphrasing here to move fast, but he saw that I was, you know, into graffiti, the brand. Those of you guys that know Mark Echo brand, you know, the heavy into graffiti. This is like 97, you know what I mean, giving you timeline here. Essentially invited me to New York to be a part of this, like, you know, new group that we're building, to help design some stuff for the brand. And essentially I transitioned and started working for Mark Echo as a designer,
Beautiful.
and doing art, you know, so it was like graffiti on shirts. And I was there learning, and I was able to work with Mark Echo personally. So I was able to soak up a lot of knowledge, you know what I mean? I was like, I bombarded that man every day with like a million questions. You know what I mean? This is pre social era, you know what I mean? Social media era, all that stuff. So everything was like, you know, word of mouth, like really, you know. And I learned a lot, and you know, I transitioned, you know, with him and learned. And then I became brand ambassador to, you know, brand acquisitionist. And then I started doing some consulting,
Beautiful.
right around the time when he created Complex Media, which
Beautiful.
Complex was first a magazine. I was one of the first, like, you know, people involved with that magazine. And yeah, that was like the first time I saw Tame Arts, you know, written down, you know what I mean? And it
Yeah.
was cool. And then ever since then, just kind of been going. And you know, it's been a blessing that, you know, we talking 30 years now.
I was just about to say that we came on to talk about the 5-year anniversary, but at the same time, we talk about 3 decades into a journey, you know, that did not happen overnight, you know.
Exactly. That's why a lot of people don't need to understand.
And I appreciate you sharing that story because
Thank
a
you.
lot of people, again, like Phil, and a lot of artists right now, because we're in a very digital social media viral age, that people feel like it's supposed to happen like that, you know. So the fact that you're able to give that timeline, give that story, give that testimony, I appreciate you for sharing that, you know, and to get back to where we are right now, you know, when it comes down to just artists who do believe that it can happen overnight. I just would like some advice before we get into why they should show up on Saturday, right? But when it comes down to the people who think it should happen overnight, what kind of advice would you give to artists, you know, who are hungry, they want to make a difference, they want to tell a story just like the same story you just told. How can they get to this, you know, this 3-year mark, I mean this 30 de decade mark, this three
I will say
year.
this, right? And just being a realist, that's like the most important thing that I tell artists or creators for that matter, or creatives for that matter, is be a realist. Like you have to be real with yourself, right? That's one. And really understand, especially nowadays. I mean, yeah, you probably have, you know, you have essentially the world at the palm of your hands with these, like how high tech these phones
Social
are.
medias.
So I would say nowadays you're able to move a little faster than during those times, right? Also, yes, there is some individual, very small, it's a very small niche, but there are some people that are able to like showcase something and then boom, it hits off, right? But the reality is you have to put in work. So the number one advice that I will give people is work when nobody's looking. Work when people are looking. That it shouldn't change. The dynamic shouldn't change. And the most important thing I tell everybody is, yo, be a good person above all. Don't chase money. If I could tell you that, don't chase money. Chase community. The money's gonna come. Because if you build community and you build these things around that, like you build your brand around community, essentially what's gonna happen is it's not so much, you know, there's a saying that says, yo, it's who you know. I've always said it's not who you know, it's who knows you. So if you become a good person or you are a good person and you become a good artist with what you do, a good creative with what you do, and you do that to build community, people are gonna know who you are. Once they start knowing who you are, your name will be in different rooms. Just stay true to yourself is the biggest thing. You know what I mean? Don't give up. Don't give up. That's the biggest thing
Never
is
give
don't give
up.
up. Yeah. And there's
I
those
agree
nights,
with
you know,
you.
there's those nights when you're like, oh man, what am I doing? Or like, I'm done. And I'm talking from experience, right? Those days will come. I'm not here to tell you that they don't come. Those days will come. Those months may come where you're like, man, I'm not doing this no more. You know what I mean? And just remember how good it feels when you are doing it. That's like, so you can get back to it. You know what I mean?
And that actually makes me want to jump right into my next conversation of like what's going down this weekend, Hip Hop in the Park, 5 year anniversary at the Oval. You feel me?
Yes.
At the Oval. Because what you just said is creating relationships. All you did was sum it up to say that you created relationships where
Yes.
people are speaking your names in rooms where you're not even there. And we talk about a lineup of relationships. This is how you're able to bring the best of the best DJs, the best hip hop artists to the Oval to be able to have a 5 year stretch. So talk to me a little bit about Hip Hop in the Park and this the seed you planted. Like I remember talking to you 5 years ago about why this all started, but why do you continue to keep it going?
So, like you mentioned, this Saturday, Hip Hop in the Park, 5th anniversary, right? The mission is still the same for me, right? Like having people feel the essence of hip hop from the early days, how it was in the early days, where it was a communal thing, a community thing, a multi-generational and a multi-faceted kind of event where people could come and witness all the elements of hip hop truly living and thriving in like its purest form. You know what I mean? You mentioned the talent, and it's funny because, right, I would say in the mid 2000s, my oldest son was born. So during that time, I shifted. Like, and I spoke about that, right? Like, things will come. So life is real. I shifted. I went into the medical field for 15 years to give people. So I left everything alone, all the art, creative stuff, only on weekends, but left that alone. So coming back, you know, after, you know, some years after 15 years, essentially coming back and then starting to, you know, kind of put my feet back in the ground with the creative stuff. It's true that like even now to like what was happening this Saturday, I'm able to touch back on that relate those relationships that I had from back then to be able to call on like somebody like Rich Medina to come out and do a free festival at the Oval, Cosmo Baker, Craig G from the legendary Juice Crew. You know, these are all relationship based. Like, you know, people that want to go on my social media, you could scroll down and see me with these guys 10, 15, 20 years ago. So these are not new relationships. It's just now, you know, now I'm able to be like, now that I'm doing this full time, I'm able to be like, let me tap into my network. You know what I mean?
And your network is your net worth, you feel me?
A hundred percent.
And that's how you're able to continue to do this for the past 5 years, you know. And just I want to just touch on that too, because you know when you're doing it on a scale like this, where you're in, you know, the Oval, right? Like again, it goes back to that conversation of like, how do you do this, right? So how do you break it down in the space of you, one, being an artist first and foremost, and then two, at the same time being a businessman because you're actually a organ you are in charge of an organization or head of an organization, but three, you have to make business relations, right? So as an artist and then a person who's in charge of a business, how do you know, keep both going at the same time? Because most artists just want to do the art. They don't want to do the whole business on the same side, on the same
Yeah.
at the same time.
Right. So I guess I'm such a hip hop like fan and lover of like the culture itself, and realizing again I was there in the early stages, you know, although I was younger, but I was there and witnessing and knowing a lot of those first practitioners and understanding what it was that they were trying to do and knowing that I feel like it's just my turn, like the baton has been passed down to me to continue tradition. So
Beautiful.
For me, it's like, you know, it's 5 years, and then we're talking 50 plus years of hip hop. Hip hop is very young. It's very young. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like 6 years away from being 50. So that's
Yeah.
young. You know what I'm saying? So when we look at that, it's like, why not continue to showcase how it started? We're talking about something that started with like African American youth and Puerto Rican youth in specific, playing in Rebels. You know what I mean? To now is the largest, culture in the world. You know what I mean? But there's a billionaires that come out of hip hop. So for me, with this particular festival, I want to essentially offer it to the community. And the biggest thing for me is to always be free, no matter
I
what.
was just gonna ask, that was gonna be my next question. How, why do you keep it free?
Because it needs to be accessible to people, right? Like, this is something that is by the people. You know what I mean? And I understand, right? So this is where I was gonna get to, like where you mentioned, like business side and all that stuff. This is why, like for me, I'm only able to do this annually. I can't do this. I can't do a festival for this size, free throughout, multiple times a year. But, thank God to like sponsors, relationships that I have and things like that, that I'm able to cover, a 50 plus thousand dollar festival and throw it at the Oval and not charge anybody anything. I don't ask people for a suggested donation. I don't want you to bring with the money you bring, support the vendors. That's
Beautiful.
what I would like. So vendors could, could make some money and things like that, right? Like just come out, yes, RSVP, because that's with that data is how I'm able to get sponsors to cover the cost. You know what I mean? And then the Oval, I mean, the Oval is been amazing. Year is this will be year four at the
At the
Oval,
Oval, yeah.
right? And I'll tell you real quick how that relationship. This was a friend of mine. His name is Will Horrocks. Will, for those of you guys that might know other festivals, he's in charge of like Burning Man. He's in charge of Lollapalooza. He's like a big productionist guy. He took over the Oval year one for me there, which was year two of the festival. That was the year that the Ferris wheel was there, and he was looking for activation. So he actually called me, because this was after, there was some issues that I had down North Philly, and I was like, bro, I can't afford that. And he actually covered the cost for the first one, which was kind of crazy. So again,
Beautiful.
be a good person, relationship, build community, and it all comes around.
All comes around. So this Saturday, talk to the people. You already talked about RSVP. How can they do that? Where at?
Yeah, so they could go on Instagram, very easy. Go to my page, Tame Arts, TameArtz, or go to the festival page, which is Hip Hop in the Park, PHL. And in the bios, the links are right there. It's very easy. It takes about 6 seconds to RSVP. We timed it specifically, like, because I for me, like, I'm such like, like, I'm not very tech savvy. You know what I mean? So I assume there's a lot of people out there that's like me. So I was like, yo, we need to make this process fast.
Exactly.
So yes, it's 6 seconds fast.
And Tim, I'm not gonna hold you. I wouldn't be myself if I didn't ask you. And you actually threw this out there because you mentioned Puerto Rico, right? And
Yes.
when it comes down to Puerto Rico, especially right now, there's so much disinformation, misinformation,
Yes.
hatred, and just some diabolical stuff going on, right? So why do you feel the need when you have so much positivity shine on you right now that you feel like you need to shine light on a piece that's a piece of you that's receiving so much negativity?
Because I was born there. I'm from the island. So to me, there's nothing about Puerto Rico to me that's negative. You know what I mean? Nothing. There's no
Love
nothing
it.
anybody could say that's gonna change my mindset. You're talking about an island that is 100 miles by 35 miles. Philly is almost big. Philly by itself is almost bigger than that. Just to give you kind of geographical, you know what I mean? So you're talking about an island so small but so rich in its soil and so rich in its people. I mean, that currently, the biggest artist in the world, Bad Bunny, comes out from that island. I mean, some of the best actors are from the island. Some of the best movie directors
I love that he's doing a
are from the
residency there
island.
too as well.
Yeah, so
Are you gonna check out the residency?
I tried, yo, and I tried pulling all types of favors, but I went late. So I love for all of them, but I think it's incredible what he's doing. And you know me, I'm always carrying my flag. And listen, I wear
And
that.
that's why I ask, and
I
that's
wear the
literally
Fallon
why.
hat. I'm always, because for me, that's me first. I always tell people when they say, yo, who's Christian? Like, who's Tame Arts? And I was like, well, Tame Arts is a father, a husband, Puerto Rican, an artist, hip hop. Everything else comes after father, husband, Puerto Rican. You know what I mean? Because that's who I am.
And that's why I had to ask, because sometimes where people are put in position, they feel like they need to shy away from who they are in order
Yeah.
to continue to grow. So I just wanted to make sure that we put that authenticity out there for people who are listening
Yes.
for sure. And then also when it comes down to Saturday, let's drop some names for the people. Who will be there Saturday? Why do they need to show up? What time do they need to be there? Is there any like things that they need to know up front before we let you go?
So this one thing I forgot to mention. So everybody, the RSVPs, and this goes for the talent too. I keep telling the talent themselves, RSVP, because this is open to everybody. I partner with BuntBox. This is the new company that's making the boom boxes.
Boom.
Right, they created a mini cornhole with boom box speakers on them. Very cool. And we're giving that away. So the way you get entered, automatically get entered by just RSVPing.
Wow.
Very simple. So that'll be
We
given
got
away.
gifts for y'all, man. Pull up.
Right. We're gonna be giving some money, cash. We're gonna be giving some gift cards as well. Like I mentioned, there'll
Do you
be
have gear yourself? Does Tame Arts have gear?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not having it there. You know why? Because I
Okay.
have other vendors that are starting their own brand. So I
Okay, I
feel like
got
it would
you.
be a disservice to
I
have my
got you.
own brand there, you know, because I feel like nothing against anybody. I'm just saying because it's my festival, I feel like it
Understood.
would take away the light that I want to shine on others.
Got
So
you.
no, I don't sell. When I say I don't take any money, I mean I don't take any money. I don't
Got you.
sell nothing. I don't, you know what I mean? It's all for the community. So but you know, all that stuff will be available way after. You know what I mean? After. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, just to be clear, it's not festival related needed. Like I don't make merch for the festival. Any merch we do, like last year we did about 2,000 shirts and we gave them all away. We didn't
Beautiful.
charge, just so you know what I mean. So when I
Hold
talk
one for me,
about
please. I
branding,
want
when I talk about branding, or
one.
it's funny, I don't even have one. Yo, they gave them all out. I'm like, yo, how come I didn't get one? But when I talk about branding or anything like that, it's like unique Tame Art stuff, not Hip Hop in the Park stuff. But
Gotcha.
names, I mean, this year, you know, I got my brothers Rich Medina and Cosmo Baker headlining as The Remedy. I have Craig G from the Legendary Juice Crew coming down. I have JS1 from Rocksteady coming down. I have
Beautiful.
local legend Sat One DJing as well. Reef the Lost Cause, my little sis Nash, International Bounds.
You're a big
Her and
one.
I have been partnering for the past 3 years. She's actually hosting the after party,
Beautiful.
which it'll be a celebration of Jamaica's independence. So
And
it's
I
gonna
actually wanted to get into it because you got a list going on. You got some things starting off
Yeah, so the
tonight
festival
going.
started yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
The festival started yesterday with some movie screenings. Today we're like right after you, we're gonna go to and take over another radio show. And we're doing that tonight. Tomorrow we're at the Oval doing a pop-up for the youth of the city. Friday we have a pre-party at Mr. Ivy's with Rebel Foster and
Shout
my
out to
sister
DJ
Chaotic
Rebel.
Blaze, who's coming from Orlando. She's
Awesome.
also a part of the festival on Saturday. Saturday we have, you know, main event, 12 to 9:30. We have Ladies of Hip Hop. This is big. I want to let all the listeners know. Hey, if you know me, everything I do, I always have our sisters there, the females there, female present. And since we're talking hip hop, just giving people a hip hop 101. Hip hop, as we know it today, for events and things like that, wouldn't be in existence if it wasn't for the power of a female. Her name is Cindy
Tell
Bell. That's
them
J. Cool Herc's sister. She is the one that threw the back to school party where Cool Herc DJed for the first time. So know that.
So she organized the situation.
Yes,
You know, you always need a lady at the door to count that
August
money.
11th,
Talk
1973.
to the people, man. I
Yep.
appreciate you always, Tame, for coming through, sharing love. Thank you for the work that you're doing for the community. Thank you for, pushing the agenda of what hip hop truly is. And I actually want to make, I'm going to ask my last question. That's going to make my last question. With everything going on with hip hop right now, with the sound changing, you hear so much drill music, you hear so much just like mumble rap. How do you feel like we are going to be able to adapt to that next generation of hip hop listeners to keep something that's so authentic like hip hop in the park going? Because
You
we
have
want
to
them to know, because the names that you're saying is our generation, so we're like excited to get there.
yeah.
But how do we get to that Gen Z and that Alpha and all that other stuff?
So I have One Take Studio coming from VA. So they're like, they do a lot of drill dance. They do a lot of all styles dance and things like that. I have Young Fools that, up and coming DJ in
Yes,
the city. You know what I mean? He's there. I got DJ's son from Baltimore now residing in Brooklyn. He's coming through and he has the
beautiful,
club music now
going
popping for
crazy.
the youth. So, or for the younger
That
generation,
that hip music, that shake, that
right?
TikTok music.
Right. So I will say this, when it comes to the new sound and what it is, we have to learn how to adapt too, as like the older generation. And it might not be for us, but we have to understand that there's a generation coming, So instead of like being like, oh, that's awful, or that's horrible, that's not hip hop, I find myself more allowing the younger generation to educate me on it, and then using that to teach them like, oh, well, look, these are the fundamentals of hip hop. Figure out how to tie it to that, and
I hope
then do
your
your
kids
thing.
listening. Are you gonna do a TikTok with them? I hope they're listening.
Oh man, you know what? My son, he doesn't want to. I tried. He's like, Dad, I'm not going for that.
Oh,
So
he take after you. He take after you. I get it. I love
Yep.
that, man. But Tammy, I appreciate you so much for making
I
time for us.
appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I just wish you so much, blessings on your future endeavor. And I can't wait to see you this Saturday. Thank you for
Thank you.
everything. And thank you for making time. And when it comes down to Saturday, I already know it's going to be amazing. So many people are looking forward to it. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. You're the best. And thank you and your team and everybody over there at the station.
You already know what time it is. I appreciate you. Peace.
Peace.